Text 3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm excited to be here today on behalf of my environmental charity, Global Wildlife Rescue, to talk about an animal that is currently on the IUCN Red List as a vulnerable species. That animal is the snow leopard. It isn't a species that we have here in Europe, as it makes its habitat in the Himalayas, Siberia, Western China, and Afghanistan. However, European charities are working hard to help, nonetheless. Firstly, I'd like to start by telling you all a little bit about this majestic creature. Then I'll go on to explain the work that we do, and I'll finish by telling you how you can help. So without further ado, let me explain a little about snow leopards. Research currently shows that the snow leopard forms a sister group with the tiger. Scientists believe that the two groups split around 3.7 to 2.7 million years ago. In terms of the characteristics of the snow leopard, this large cat has white or grey fur with black spots and a bushy tail. The fur of snow leopards is very thick and grows up to 12 centimeters long. Generally, it's smaller than other large cats and is muscular and short-legged. Snow leopards generally weigh from 22 to 55 kilograms, with some particularly large males weighing up to 75 kilos. As you can probably imagine, due to its typical climate, snow leopards have many adaptations for living in cold mountain environments. The relatively small ears help to reduce heat loss, and its paws distribute its weight to help it walk across snow. They also have fur on them to make it easier to grip steep surfaces found on mountains. Amazingly, the fluffy tail of this large cat also serves additional purposes. It helps them balance on mountain terrain, and its thickness means that the cats can use it as a blanket to protect their faces while sleeping. Currently, snow leopards are under threat from human activity, such as habitat loss and illegal poaching. We work hard to help reduce these with conservation work, education programs, and protective measures such as observing snow leopards in the wild. Monitoring snow leopard movements is especially important, as there are only 4,000 remaining in the wild. We also work hard to help reduce conflict between people and snow leopards, and we train community anti-poaching teams. So, where do you, wonderful audience, come in? The good news is that you can do a lot to help us, and it's a lot easier than you think. Of course, you can donate to wildlife charities in general, but the best way to help these animals is to adopt one. Don't worry, you won't have to bring the snow leopard home. Your adoption just means that the money you send us goes directly to helping these animals. We send you a little snow leopard cuddly toy and regular updates all about the snow leopard that you have adopted. You can adopt a snow leopard online or by filling out one of the forms that I have with me today. But before I hand those out, my colleague Jenna is going to tell you all about some of the schemes we've recently done in the Himalayas.